Good morning. Welcome again to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. He has innovated an East-West therapy called neurobioenergetics, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. And by cure, we mean that we can get rid of your pain, depression, and any other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, like drugs, surgery, and even his method. We have been proving this astounding claim in past shows with cases of chronic pain, depression, bowel problems, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, asthma, and sinus problems. Now, last week, we began discussing recurrent colds and flus, which we will continue talking about today. Also, later on in the show, we will talk about the current commotion regarding the shortage of vaccines. People are getting really nervous about it, but you'll find that it may not be such a bad thing. You will hear from Dr. Tong specifically why he feels that vaccines should never be used. And instead, you'll learn from him how you can strengthen your immune system using natural remedies. Now, for those of you who have children who are in school, who either have had vaccinations or need vaccinations, and are concerned about them or have questions about them, or if you have questions regarding any health issue, feel free to call in our show today to ask Dr. Tong questions at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, Dr. Tong, who is our first guest?
Our first guest is Linda. Linda came to me with a pretty bad problem. She could not stop crying. I think she's on the line right now. Maybe we can hear the story directly from her.
Okay. Hello, Linda?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Why don't you start from the beginning, before you went to see Dr. Tong?
Okay. I started a new assignment this year. I'm a teacher.
Uh-huh.
It was my first year at the seventh grade level at the junior high teaching math and science. And I just, after 10 weeks, was having major anxiety, and I was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
There was just so many details to keep track of, and I wanted to do everything so perfectly.
You're a perfectionist.
I'm a perfectionist. And I just would work and work and work, like 12 hours a day and on the weekends, and I just got myself so tired and exhausted, and
mm-hmm.
I was very nervous, and I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go into this fear reaction. The adrenaline would just start running through my system, and my heart would be pounding, and my stomach would be in knots, and I was so nervous that I had diarrhea, like, for 6 weeks every morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And you wake up every night at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Every single night?
Every night.
And then with the heart pounding, is that ready?
How long did this last for?
That was about, probably about 8 weeks that was going on.
You never had this problem before?
No, not before this school year.
Oh.
At least not for a while. I had it probably about maybe 8 years ago when I first started teaching in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a similar situation where there's just so much to learn at one time.
Right, so stressful.
I just keep it running through my mind all the time.
How did you get out of the problem 8 years ago? How do you cure yourself?
How did I cure myself before?
Yes, huh?
I went on Prozac, and that's what had helped me before.
Okay.
Helped me to stop working so hard.
And how long were you on Prozac?
I was on Prozac for 5 years.
5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it took quite a while for me to gain my confidence enough to where I felt I wasn't going to run myself into the ground trying to be perfect.
Uh-huh. Now, are you off the Prozac right now?
Yeah, I was off the Prozac, but I was considering going back on the Prozac. I had started taking some Boost Bar, which I was also on before with the Prozac, but it really was not helping me enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking of going back to my psychiatrist to get Prozac, to
mm-hmm.
help get through this this year in this situation. But
So you were on the boost bar, and how long you were on it?
On the boost bar?
Yes, huh?
I was on it for about 8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It didn't help. It did not help.
No, it did not help me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, not enough.
Yes.
But I had talked with my friend Tammy, who had been really helped by Dr. Tong, and so I thought I would give him a try.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, and like he said, you know, during my discussions with him and with the other office staff, I could not stop crying. I was just so tired, and I was so upset, and I wanted help so bad.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we did my testing, my adrenals were just totally exhausted from having that adrenaline pumping all the time.
Right.
So, you know, after my, even my first treatment, I was able to stop crying, which was great. I felt calmer. And the diarrhea went away. I had it one time the next morning and maybe once again 5 days later, but now I don't have the diarrhea at all.
Really?
And after about a week, I think it was after my second treatment, I was able to stop waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
With all that nervousness, and I just felt calm, and I could go to work and feel calm. And I'm sleeping much better now.
Uh-huh.
You know what we should have done is actually interview you before the treatment.
Right.
That was not funny. I'm going to tell you.
Because as I sat down to write the details, I almost don't remember how bad it really was.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you're in such bad shape, and I was almost afraid to look at you because I keep on seeing the tear coming down your face.
Right.
And you just sound kind of funny, but it's not funny to you.
Right.
Now, are you still working those long hours right now?
Yeah. Well, not quite so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to, you know, I don't feel like I have to be so perfect now from the, you know, the treatments that the doctor gives me has even helped me with those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've let some things go and...
You've learned to relax.
Learned to relax a little bit. It's still hard, but I don't know, I'm just able to handle it better.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite balanced. When you're more balanced, okay, you can handle, you'll be more efficient, and you will not be so obsessive and compulsive about it.
Right.
You'll be happy.
Exactly.
Just right now, you're pretty happy with everything you do. Nothing changed that much. Except that your attitude in looking at your performances and stuff like that, you will
right.
not worry yourself.
Right.
You are so blocked. A normal person do not have tear come flowing down the eyes all the time.
Right.
That's exactly. Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yes. So how about your energy?
My energy is getting better. You know, it's just slowly getting better every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every day I'm sleeping better. And so I wake up feeling rested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, my job is very frustrating, and we've talked about that being an energy drainer, and that's going to be, I mean, if I could get out of here,
yes.
out of this job, it would be helpful. But, you know, as long as the frustration's there, I think it's going to take a while to get the energy back. But I do feel better every day, and every day I wake up feeling rested, and so that helps so much.
Have you started the homeopathic yet?
Yes, I have.
How do you find them? Are they helpful to you?
Yes, they do.
In what ways?
Well, I just, especially if I'm feeling nervous, I'll take some of the homeopathics and they'll help calm me down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think that's where the energy is coming from.
Exactly. Homeopathic are nothing but energy, different
right.
kind of energy that you're deficient in. Kidney energy, liver energy, adrenal energy,
right.
and so forth.
Especially adrenals.
Let me ask you this, okay? How is the help from homeopathic different from the boost bar and the Prozac?
Oh, it's just, I do not like being on those medications at all.
Why is that?
It just makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't really know what they're doing to my body. And there seems to be like this, I can just feel my body being cleansed out as if the toxins are getting cleansed out. And
with the homeopathic,
better
right?
too.
Right.
Like you've asked me to make the changes in my diet, and there's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's...
Subtle changes.
What?
Subtle changes or...
Yeah, but I feel cleaner, you know,
right.
everything feels more pure,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't even want to put those, I mean, it's like the Prozac and the Boost Bar are toxins to me, and I don't want them in my body.
You're exactly right. Let me tell you exactly what they do for you. fear has to do with the mind or the kidney. When the kidney become weak, when the kidney energy become weak, you become more fearful, and you can develop panic disorder,
anxiety,
heart palpitation, and so forth. The kidney have to calm the heart. And you put synthetic material that are toxic and also strong,
like the
Prozac and Buspa, they actually hurt your liver and kidney, drain the liver and kidney energy more, and your root problem become worse. So temporary, it's almost like you have a little water stain on the wall, they give you a can of paint, you paint over it, and you see the wall looks pretty good. But after a while, the leak becomes so bad, everything falls apart. And that's exactly what happened to you right now. Treating the symptoms, but not treating the root problem. That is really, once you find out the real answer, you find out how illogical, and actually ridiculous, masking symptom with toxic poisons are.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you sound like you're on the road to recovery.
Yes, I feel so hopeful.
Yes.
I mean, when I first came, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do to get through this year. And now I just feel like, oh, no problem, I'm going to get through this year.
Not only that, you guys have a good business, good family, and why are you that way? And you just couldn't help it, you know, because you are not yourself.
Right.
You're so blocked, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. If you have anxiety, if you're so stressed out that you wake up at night with palpitations, adrenaline rush, Dr. Tong can help you. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. He can help you, and he can also teach you how to change your diet, supplement yourself with natural remedies so that you can deal with life's stresses. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Also, check out our website, www.drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, Dr. Tong, our next patient is Marie, is that right?
Yes. Marie actually did not have that much problem, but she is very holistic, she's very natural, she learned about us and wanted to come and improve her health.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hear why she decided to use our service.
Okay. Hello, Marie.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How is everybody?
Good.
I'm fine.
Yes.
You sound good.
Yeah, I had another revelation this morning.
Oh, God. What kind of revelation?
Well, actually, you know, I just want to share with also the listeners that 2 days ago, it's practically, I started, seeing Dr. Tong on Thursday, the 16th, for the first time, so I only had 2 treatments. But what I found, besides having my energy level back, is what I also found is this morning when I wash my hair, I wash my hair and I dry it by putting my head forward, so in a bending position all the time, and I dry it naturally. And usually when I do this, my butt gives in and I have to stop, and it's really aching and it's hurting and I'm really weak.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had these back problems on and off for about 10 years.
Mm.
So with chiropractic care, and I believe in holistic, it has helped. But I just finally got tired of it. Something inside me was gnawing and saying, acupuncture, or something. And then when I found Dr. Tong, I just felt it was a blessing, because today I feel more energized. And I really noticed when I was washing my hair and bending down like this and trying to dry it and shaking it, I'm going, oh, I don't have those back pains. And this is only the second treatment.
Thank you very much. Yes,
Marie, what did you do before? If you said you had back pain for 10 years, what did you do before that? Did you go see a conventional doctor?
Well, I never really did, because, you know, I grew up in a sense where natural and, you know, you have to treat the body as a whole, you know, body, mind, and spirit. And, you know, medications, they just, you know, as you mentioned earlier, they just attack, treat the symptoms, and they don't get really to the root of the problem, so they don't treat the cause. So my intuition always told me, no. You know, all these pills, and then medical doctor told me, I'll take a muscle relaxant and Advil, and I know that Advil has ibuprofen in there, and I don't know, I forgot right now what it does, but I know it's a poison in my system, and I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked for chiropractic, kinesiology, and things like that. And at first, even the chiropractic, it was like, yes, it alleviated it, but it didn't help. And then I finally found a good kinesiologist, and, you know, that is just really wonderful because he understands also that way. And then but it wasn't coming away. I'm a flight attendant. I'm pushing carts back and forth, and it, you know, it was reoccurring. In other words, it wasn't totally cured, and I knew something, you know, I know the body heals itself, and I said, I'm going to try one more thing. And so with Dr. Tong, it was just kind of, you know, a miracle to me how I was guided to that. And then when he believed in the working, the total, I got real excited about it because I felt we're speaking the same language.
How did you find out about Dr. Tong?
Well, actually, I live very close by, and I kept seeing that sign over the pain center, but I kind of, you know, was, okay, that's good if I need it. But then recently something has been gnawing at me, so then I checked it out. And then a patient in the elevator who was in a wheelchair for years, and he tried conventional stuff, and he could, everybody gave up on him and said, you're going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. And I think that was another good sign because he told me that Dr. Tong was a godsend for him because he's walking on crutches to his office. So I'm going, wow, this is a good testimony.
It was after one treatment. Well, he had been on a wheelchair for over 2-3 years.
Yes, that's what he said.
He stood up after my first treatment.
Yes.
Wow, that is a miracle. And he feels it too. He absolutely feels it's a miracle. And so that gave me a lot of confidence because I didn't know him very well, but I just had my inner trust. So when that patient said that, I was just totally, you know, in awe. And so, you know, here I am after my second treatment, and I just love what's happening to me. And I know that I will feel more in a longer term because it has just only been 2 days.
And I'm telling you, without being misleading anybody, that my treatment is a curing process. Sooner or later, you will not need my treatment, you will not need any drugs, and you will not even need any supplement if you don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your symptom will go away,
right,
provided you
take care
of yourself, adhere to the recommendation on the dietary and lifestyle changes, and your symptom will not come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that is what I call a curing process.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time that doctors talk about
the cure
of disease instead of masking symptoms. The public out there, you got to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Painting over a water stain and don't treat the leak that caused a water stain is ridiculous. And that, you're spending billions of dollars giving to the medical profession doing exactly that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so ridiculous. And we're in such an intellectual, scientific the country. Why don't we just see that pitfall?
Well,
and you do. I know that more and more patients like you right now is such a pleasant
questioning.
To talk to you, you know, it ups my energy when the patient get everything right away.
Well,
and more than that, you know, we have so many patients like you right now. 17 years ago when I stopped my anesthesia practice and going to this, hardly anybody talk my language.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I understand it, but I've been traveling to, you know, China a lot and seeing the herbs, and I'm from Europe, so I've seen it, you know, how my grandmother dealt with these things naturally, and being introduced to that, knowing how well it did, because it supported the body, so the body could heal itself.
Right.
Yes.
So I sort of had an understanding, but I think the last few years I've really been more and more interested in it, and I'm helping a lot of friends because they all want to copy what I do. So,
yeah.
Well, because they see that you're healthy.
Yeah, very healthy, you know, and thank goodness that last little, I call it a little minor problem, which I have. I know I can get rid of that, and I'm just so glad Dr. Tong gave me that right away, that confidence, and I said, yes, I can cure this. You know, this is just, you know, disease comes from this. Something is not ease, you know, this ease in the body, and we don't have to live with it, you know, but people have to be more open to it. I think they should try it,
right.
You know, the medication is just like they want to get rid of it. We're such a fast society. I want to get rid of the pain now.
Right.
They don't understand that naturally, you know, you didn't get sick overnight, that the body has to heal naturally, and
exactly.
It takes a little time.
Exactly.
That the benefits are stronger.
Right.
You know,
and much longer lasting.
I know. So I'm just, you know, very fortunate that something inside me gives me all this help and intuition to guide me, because Dr. Tong just speaks my language and he's teaching me on top of it.
So. How are you emotionally? Do you find any change from the two treatments?
You know, I feel a little stronger, because, you know, I go a night owl, and, you know, I went to sleep after 1 o'clock in the morning, then I got up early, and I felt energized. Sometimes after flights, of course, I feel very exhausted because mm-hmm. of lack of sleep.
You need to go to sleep early.
Yeah,
you're going against nature.
Yeah,
right? The night hours against nature. Nature's in power start at 6 o'clock in the afternoon and peak at midnight.
Okay.
And you should be sound asleep. Otherwise, sooner or later, you're going to develop hot flashes. You know, I mean, you may or may not, but you just, why go against nature? Going against nature is the single cause of all problems.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you go against nature, you pay for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, probably that's why also, you know, somehow my dad kind of gives in and out, you know, by being weak.
Yes.
And so I want to make those changes, you know.
You will, after you become balanced.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Marie, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay,
bye-bye. If you have back pain like Marie did, or anxiety like Linda did, Dr. Tong can help you. In fact, he can help you with anything you may have, whether it's sinuses, asthma, insomnia, colitis, pain, or depression. Call us today at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2, we'll have a homeopathic remedy for you that's good for colds and flus, sore throats, aches, and pains. It is very, very popular among our patients, and if you call for an appointment today before 2 o'clock today, 714-556-8664, you will receive this homeopathic remedy free. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Okay, Dr. Tong, so we're going to discuss vaccines. I actually have been kind of reading through the newspaper, and last week I read about a little boy. I think he had a heart problem, heart disease, and they were racing for him to get a vaccination, and they couldn't get him one. Also, I think there's, at Hoke Hospital, Hoke Hospital in Newport Beach, there's the flu shots are coming up short, and people are just getting really, really nervous and antsy about it. What is your opinion on this?
Well, like you say earlier, I told you that vaccine, any kind of vaccine, should never be used. Let's talk about this with common sense and logic.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines are actually viruses that cause disease. They are disease material, okay? So putting germs in a healthy body to stimulate immunity, putting extra germ in your food, just like making your food more dirty to try to stimulate your body to get healthier, makes no sense.
Yes.
It's also analogous to putting a bunch of weakened criminals in a peaceful society to strengthen police force. You think they can ever do that? Number one, a society never used lawbreakers to enforce laws.
Mm-hmm.
And criminals will never participate in any action, any endeavor to eradicate themselves.
Right.
What kind of living, intelligent creature will go and say, oh, I'm going to join you to kill ourselves? Okay, viruses are intelligent creatures.
Right.
Once they introduce your body, they can
wreak havoc.
They will incorporate their intelligence and ruin your DNA and start telling the DNA. DNA are actually dummies. So genetic therapy is never going to be materialized. They are governed by this intelligence from any living creatures. So the viruses can ruin your, change your DNA, truncate your DNA, alter your DNA, and do what is good for them.
So Dr. Tong, what then should people do to strengthen their immune systems, especially now the flu season? People are getting sick very easily.
Well, let me finish more about the viruses first, okay? And, you know, the viruses, it may appear that they help you. They, just like criminals, once they get in the society, they hide and dodge the police force, and then when they get a chance, when they get an opportunity, they'll do their things, shoot the police in the back and stuff like this. And the police force get hedgy, and they start reacting, fast and start shooting and sometimes kill their own people, normal people. And
right.
That's called autoimmunity. And also vaccines have heavy material, metals, preservatives that are harmful. There are no long-term studies, especially on current flus and vaccines and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, those people with children in the immunization age and you're concerned about this, look at my website, there are plenty of literature regarding the harm of vaccine.
Right, it's an under-factor myth.
Yeah,
right.
Another facts or myth,
no,
yes. Now, how do you increase the police force? You
mm-hmm.
give something that the police force uses
right.
naturally,
right.
like food material. Our food material are refined, they're empty. If you don't, if you give them plastic bullet, you give them aluminum car, the police force is not going to be good. Okay,
right.
You give them the body synthetic material, the body never uses, you'll never cure, you'll never strengthen anything.
Right.
All you do is that you're putting more garbage for the body to clean up.
Right.
If the vaccine are killed, they are like drugs. They are dead. The scavenger system will be activated. If the vaccines are not killed with intelligence, then the immune cells are being activated. So in either case, you're putting more load for the body to work, which is really not intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Using the right kind of food, fresh food, which have the killing energy, qi,
mm-hmm.
and using supplementing your
right.
energy deficiency with homeopathic and supplementing
right.
your material deficiency with whole food,
right.
not vitamins. Maybe next week we'll talk about why you should not use vitamin long term. Even those help you. They create an imbalance.
Mm-hmm. So, as Dr. Tong is saying, vaccines should never be considered. In fact, you should use whole foods, supplement yourself naturally with the right kinds of foods, homeopathic supplement remedies that will increase your energy and help fight disease.
But the most important thing is actually my NBE treatment.
Right.
The first thing in resolving the problem is the mind, like we said before.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing can connect the mind to the body better than the NBE treatment. Acupuncture does it a little bit, but it's not effective enough. NBE does it immediately, and the resulting relief, whether it's depression, pain, or any symptom,
will
is dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, if you want to have an appointment with Dr. Tong, if you're feeling sick, you have a weak immune system, call today at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2 o'clock for an appointment, you will receive a free homeopathic supplement that will help you if you're feeling sore throat coming on, if you get colds or flus often, it will help. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If today is your first time listening to our show, listen to previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis. If you have anxiety, stress, any degenerative ailment that you have may be cured. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But make an appointment today before 2 and you'll get the free homeopathic supplement. Call again, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Tune in again next Saturday, 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Elaine, saying goodbye and have an excellent weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of KBRT, its ownership, its management, or its sponsors.